I want to give you all an opportunity this morning to hear the impact of Jamonville on some of our students. And so rather than sharing a summary of the teaching that we've gone through for the week or something like that, we've got a few students who'd like to offer a testimony of what Jamonville meant to them. And so, Kelsey? That's a lie. Hold on. We got a scripture to read first. Don't we? Or am I messing it up? I'm messing it up. Kelsey, you're up. You're
gonna fuck that up. I was like, Claire's walking right there.
My bad.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. I'm gonna start off with thank you all for supporting me and the group that went to Jamonville this year. Each day we played games, listened to a message, and worshiped the Lord. Without everything you guys did, I wouldn't be up here telling you about how awesome it was. So thank you. This week, we started learning about the three types of graces: prevenient, justifying, and sanctifying. I learned that prevenient grace is the grace that is already happening in your life before you know it. Justifying grace is the grace that God gives you when you surrender to Christ, making you just or new. Last but not least, sanctifying grace is the grace that follows you throughout your journey with Christ. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we learned about the fruits of the Spirit, which Kirsten said them and Sarah said them, but love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. When we did that team building activity, boy, do I tell you, that taught me some patience. The band this year was the same one as last year. Their name is Still. This year was my first full week at camp, and therefore first full week with the band. And dare do I say, they brought more energy than we did. My sister, a.k.a. Kirsten, wherever she is, came home every year telling me and my family about how awesome the entire week was. But she could never really put it into words why. Hold on, let me restart that. But she could never come home and tell us why it was so awesome. But this being my first full week at camp, I figured it out. A week at Jamonville is so special because on normal days, not at camp, God is working in our lives and when we don't notice it. But at camp, we are able to more easily and closely listen to God. And we hear something every time. I bet you all are dying to hear what I heard from God, but I believe God said to me he wants me to use my spiritual gifts in missions work. Yes, God calls all of us to do that in some way, but I know he wants me all around the world. So if you only take one thing away from my testimony, let it be Pastor Chris's saying, once we leave the sanctuary, we are now entering the mission field. Thank you again for your support. Your support this week. It was truly awesome.
And Ty, you gonna come share for us?
This week at Jamonville, I got to spend time worshiping and getting to know the Lord more than I ever have. People like to mention the games or how much fun you have, but what I noticed was the impact it had on not just me, but everyone there. Before I decided to go to Jamonville in my sixth grade year, Kirsten Caldwell and Sarah Bubb invited me to go to youth group for the first time. And even though I was scared, I went, and I loved it. I didn't go to Jamonville last year, but I continued going to youth group. This year, my best friend Cameron Weiser convinced me to come to Jamonville and see what it was like. The theme for the week was gifts from God and his grace. We had chapel, family groups, and devotion, which is what had the most effect on me. My leaders were Meg and Sammy, who really expanded the lesson and put it into a form that was easy to understand and took it to depth. And I think that just being able to understand and really think about what God has to offer for us is what drew me in to him and how I really was able to answer the questions asked and share my opinion on it so I could take it in. Throughout the week, I was thinking about being baptized, but was off and on about wanting to and thinking about the right choice for me right now. But I did give my life to Christ, and baptism will be soon. My story is still being written, but I know Christ will be in the sermon.
If you missed that last part, she gave her life to Christ at Javonville this year, which is just absolutely awesome. Noah?
So this was my fourth time going to Javonville, and this week it was a time of fun, fellowship, and growth. One of the important things I learned this week was to let God work and move in his own ways, in his own time. Going into the week, I had expectations of how the week would go and what would happen. But as the week went on, my expectations changed. Sometimes learning something requires failure to understand. And the failure to meet my expectations taught me to trust God in his plan and not my own. God likes to push us further than we think we can go, and that makes us a better person. He never gives us something that we can't handle, because we can always turn to him for strength to get to the other side. One of the ways God supports us is through friends, family, and mentors. We are not made to go through life alone. This week at camp, students and leaders stepped up and supported one another each and every day. Whether it was a simple compliment or encouragement, or praying for one another, or even having a heart-to-heart conversation about what we're going through, there is always someone there to turn to and lean on. Now, I would like to thank you, all the church, for your prayers and support. Without you, this week would not have been the same. Also, the Sunday school teachers who have developed us into the people we are, and also for Bud and all he did to make this week the experience it was. He put countless time and effort into preparing and making this week happen.
Our second reading is 1 Corinthians 12:1, 4-11. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are the different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to tell spirits apart. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines.
So I have one more testimony that I want us to hear this morning. And one of the things that I felt coming out of Javonville this year was that very often we hear from our students, which is wonderful. The camp is about our students. But we have a lot of volunteers who go and make this camp happen. And the perspective of a volunteer is sometimes different than that of a student. And so I thought that you all should have the opportunity to hear about camp through the eyes of one of our leaders. And that was Peggy. So come on up, Peggy.
Oh, man. Thanks, guys. Hi, everybody. I am Peggy. Thankfully... Actually, I love that. I've never had a nickname before, but my name is actually Megan, in case nobody actually knows my real name. But you can also call me Peggy. Bud asked if I would be willing to share a testimony about the week, and I said no. And I guess you guys can see how well that went. So, but I'm so glad that he encouraged me to take some time to pray about it and to share with you guys. So I'm very thankful for that. So thank you for nagging a little bit, and it worked. So in about 2007, I began attending Concord here at Youth Group when I was 15 as the new girl on the block, or farm, since that's the thing around here. My mom also encouraged me to attend Youth Group with a family that we know very well, at the time known as the Henderson family. And even though I was nervous teenage girl, I knew that if Mr. Henderson spoke highly of anything, especially this youth program, I knew that it was going to be all right. I trusted his word, and I trusted that if his kids were involved, if they were around, everything was going to be okay. I had the pleasure of growing up with the Henderson family, and since a young age, Mr. Henderson always had a positive influence in my faith by providing mission trip opportunities to the Dominican Republic, or offering chances to be involved in kids' ministry, or simply praying before meals with his family. In 2005, last year, Mr. Henderson passed away due to ALS, and up to his last day on earth, he proclaimed the word of God in his glory, and he is now with his maker. And I hope that he's listening, because what's up, Mr. Henderson? As I attended youth group, I grew more in my faith and friendships. Through my journey, I was blessed to have mentors that have been crucial in my faith, like Jamie Winnie, Nancy Altman, Melanie Hoyman, Tracy Jarenko, and Mr. Dave Snowden. About 4 years ago, I attended an 8:30 service alone, but not entirely alone. I was 7 months pregnant with my second son, Ashton, at the time. My husband, Eric, and I, and our oldest son, Clay, were searching for a church home. We tried multiple different churches. We researched different places to go, but just no success for one reason or another. At the end of that 8:30 service that day, D1 Dave came up to me, and he said, "Hey, you're that bird girl, right?" And we small talked a little bit. We went on our ways, and since then, the rest is history. I share this with you because as I was thinking about and praying what to talk about, God reminded me how often I thought to myself, man, I wish everybody could see this. I wish everybody could be here. I wish everyone could hear the students sing to God at the top of their lungs. I wish everyone had the chance to laugh as hard as I did. I wish everyone could see the joy and the smiles on their faces. I wish everyone could hear the cheering for students as they rededicated their lives to Jesus Christ or got baptized for the first time. I wish everyone got to go to the cross and stand on top of that mountain where you don't hear anything at all but the wind blowing and the trees rustling, and you just feel at complete peace for the first and only time in your life. I stand before you today with so much gratitude in my heart. Gratitude to members of Concord from past, present, and future. Thank you to those that never got to see the fruits of their giving and support to the Concord Youth Ministry. And my prayer is that everyone gets to see God through our kids and our youth. But as I was doing research and studies, I found that only about 53% of U.S. teens ages 13 to 17 say that they attend a religious service at least a few times a year. Just a few times a year. About 20% attend weekly or more often. The percentage of young people who identify as Christians has declined over the past two decades. When I read that, I instantly start asking more questions. Why? How? What can I do to make sure that that isn't the case for our kids? That isn't the case for the youth? What can we do as God's people and as God's church to better serve his children? I continued on my research and found out that one of the strongest predictors of long-term faith is having relationships with caring Christians and adults outside their immediate family. Kids who know multiple adults in the church tend to stay connected longer. Another study found that young people who have at least 5 meaningful relationships with adults in their church are more likely to maintain their faith into adulthood. So, Mr. Henderson, thank you for always creating that foundation for me. Jamie, thank you for your wisdom and your strength in family groups. Nancy, I'm so glad I ran into you in the kitchen before this. Thank you for creating a safe space for students to congregate before lunch and pray together. Melanie, thank you for knowing me even when I felt like I didn't know myself. And Dave, thank you for being an example of God's loyalty. And now to my homies, students. Thank you guys so much for setting a fire in my soul that I haven't felt in so long. And to you, all of Concord, thank you for what you do. What you do to help support the kids and the youth ministry really matters. I don't think that the individuals that I named that had an impact in my life realized that they truly, what they did really mattered, and that they truly are just such a great example of God's light. I am so grateful to have my faith in adulthood, but sadly, that's not the case for everyone. I pray that God's work and fire in our hearts as adults won't go away because God's children and their faith relies on it. Thank you.
I hope that this morning has been an encouragement to you all for the way that you support the ministry here, for the way that you support our students, our young people, and for the way that the ethos of who Concord is makes a difference in people's lives. Going to Jamonville is wonderful. It's a great place. Being on a mountaintop creates an opportunity to get away from the things that distract us and allow us to get closer to God. But the reality is that the place doesn't matter. It's the spirit and the people that go with you to that place that makes the difference, right? And Concord has a long history of sending people to a special place so that fruit can grow, so that God's spirit can work through the lives of young people who will grow up to lead other young people to Christ. If you have gone to Jamonville as a youth and also as a leader, would you raise your hand? Look how many of you there are. And one day, hopefully, some of the youth who have gone in recent years will be sitting out here with another group of students up in front of them, and will be looking on at what fruit producing fruit does, right? An apple tree grows, like Kirsten said, and there's fruit inside the apple. And when that seed is planted, it grows, and there's more fruit as a result. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being here this morning to let the kids share what your support has meant to them. We're going to wrap up this morning by singing one more song together, and then we're going to be on our way. But would you stand and sing as we worship God? Church, I invite you to leave this place encouraged by the worship that you see here, by teenagers who are so loud and so on fire for Christ. Go encouraged that God is still working each and every day. Go encouraged that he's working in their lives and he's working in your life. Go knowing that the Holy Spirit goes with you wherever you are, filling you and empowering you for the road ahead. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.